The situation is very serious. Children going to school, it's not happening. Health centers not working. Government is trying their level best. But also from MONUSCO's side, you'd remember that there was no, at least a presence of MONUSCO, both military and civilians. But presently, an office has been created in Kananga with a complement of about 70, at least a civilian component, people. From the first side, initially we had two companies from Pakistan deployed in Kananga. Presently, we've added another company, and by mid-July, we'll be having another company coming from Ghana, which will be in Chikapa. That covers relatively the Kasais. And of course, the whole idea is just to make sure that there is a conducive environment for the local people to go back to their own villages.
Could you describe how MONUSCO is undertaking its protection of civilian mandate in the Kasais?
From the SRSG and the Polgal office, and of course the human rights, there is an issue of good offices trying to work with government and role players at national level, at provincial level, and of course at local level, linking up with the national police. And of course from the MONUSCO force, we are working very closely with the generals of the armed forces of the DRC. It's quite a challenge in the sense that some of the areas where this violence is erupting, they've been quiet in the past. So this is a new development. And of course, taking other dynamics in Katanga and latest development in Beni in terms of the new coalition of the Mai Mais and beginning to challenge government institutions, especially the security forces, that is becoming more complex than we thought we could at least manage. But we are at least doing our level best.
The UN does take sexual exploitation and abuse by its peacekeepers very seriously. In your position as force commander of MONUSCO, what are you doing to end this scourge?
Well, from the induction program, we make sure that we cover the issue of sexual exploitation and abuse and confirm that from their own training and from their own countries, at least something has been done in making sure that they are aware of the challenge of sexual exploitation and abuse and the stand of the UN, especially the Secretary General, in terms of zero tolerance. As a force commander, we also at least have got a directive which speaks to what is expected, and also we've declared certain areas out of bounds to soldiers, and we've appointed focal points per contingent to make sure that at least this issue is addressed. Working with the office within the mission of conduct and discipline, we make sure that at least there's good mutual understanding between the conduct and discipline office, our office and focal points, and they assist us in conducting training and working with the civil society and communities, especially those who are closer to our bases, in trying to address the problem.